Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. With the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message I've been sharing this week. One thing have I desired, and we've been looking at one verse in Psalm 27, the words of David, where he said, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." Two, for the purpose of beholding the beauty of the Lord, and the second reason, to inquire in His temple. And so today, we'll be looking at what does he mean to inquire in his temple? What encompasses that? What is included? What things can it lead us to appreciate and understand? Now, different translations say of that last phrase, to contemplate in his temple. All of these are good. To delight in his temple. Okay, gazing at his temple. To contemplate his temple. The first one was contemplate in his temple, and then to contemplate his temple, and then to consult him in his temple. But perhaps this is one of the reasons the King James Version is my Bible. There's a beauty and a fullness of meaning I have found in so many scriptures, the integrity of what I believe the Holy Spirit wants to communicate to man. The fullness of meaning is to inquire in his temple. That word inquire means to ask, to learn, to discover, and it relates to our capacity for wisdom and knowledge. And that means what David was saying, I want a knowledge of God and his works. Wisdom is a spiritual thing. It's not so much facts or understanding of literal things, but it's wisdom is defined as something that is connected with the realm of the spirit. Because you could be brilliant, you could know all kinds of things, facts and various disciplines in the natural world. You could have knowledge, but wisdom is different than knowledge. And so we have this wonderful privilege and opportunity, not only in this life we can start, but can you imagine what eternity is going to hold for us all the days of our life? Oh my goodness, this life and the life without end, the life in eternity. Paul talks about in Ephesians 3 and 8, the unsearchable. He used that word, the Holy Spirit gave him that word, I think, very deliberately. Unsearchable riches of Christ. Does that mean we can't discover them? It means that there's so many in our current limitations of brain power and capacity to understand, we will just catch glimpses, if you will. And Romans 11:33, Paul says, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Let me share some more scripture with you. Psalm 27:11. This is important because, as he goes on to say, that's where he wants to be hidden in the house of the Lord. He wants to have fellowship with God. That's the most important thing he wants. But in verse 11 of that same psalm, he says, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. Give us wisdom. Give us peace as we walk in this earthly life, that we are walking in a very plain path because of mine enemies. That's a scripture I've used a lot when I've prayed for discernment, for wisdom, because our enemies, our chief enemy is the adversary who wants to bring deception and all kinds of things that would direct us off of that plain path, that simple, direct path that God wants us to be on. He always wants us to turn us aside. That's why God says, don't go to the left, don't go to the right. Stay, have your eyes single, right? And then Psalm 119, 66, teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. You see, here the psalmist is saying, I believe what you've given. I adhere. I trust them. I acknowledge them. But I'm asking for good judgment and knowledge. And Proverbs 11 and 9 says, through knowledge shall the just be delivered. All right? That's the knowledge the Lord will give. The knowledge through the Holy Spirit, discernment and wisdom. Hosea 4 and 6, I think we're all familiar with this because historically God's people and even ourselves at times. It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And in Malachi 2:7, the word says the priest's lips should keep knowledge. In other words, leaders of God's people should have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to lead properly. So what does David say? One thing. That's the most important thing have I desired of the Lord. And I'm going to do more than desire it. I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to expend effort to seek after that, to go after it, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. That's his primary concern for this life. He wants to be with the Lord. He wants to be in fellowship with God. And of course, that anyone that does that will go, it will go on into eternity. And he does that for two reasons: to behold the beauty of the Lord. We covered that yesterday. Not only his exquisite majesty and glorious presence, but to inquire in his temple. Now, we all know we have needs and we all know we have desires. Isn't that true? Well, God wants to meet all of our needs according to his riches and glory, but he goes beyond that. Just like he answered Solomon, yes, I'll give you wisdom, but I'll give you more than that. I'll give you a long life. I'll give you reputation. I'll give you riches, all the things that would satisfy the heart of man. He had everything that he could have possibly wanted. I won't go off on that. All right. But what God is saying to us through this one verse of scripture is that God is giving satisfaction for the soul, for the heart, and for the mind of man. Our mind, as well as our emotions, can be satisfied. This is an amazing thing. It really is. Psalm 16 and 11 says, thou wilt shew me the path of life. That's at the end of that very psalm. The path of life, which is what? Instruction. And in thy presence, hallelujah, is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So everything that we are made of, body, soul, and spirit, everything is going to be satisfied. And of course, even on a physical level, our glorified body will have full set. We won't know hunger. There won't be pain. There won't be tears. So on the most basic level, but also more importantly for our spirit, man, and for our emotions, the appreciation of beauty, and for our intellect. Isn't this exciting? Yes, that we are going to learn things. We're going to understand things that maybe our little feeble brain now can't understand and comprehend. Now, think about this. If the unsaved, those that don't know the Lord, if they could get a glimpse or understand these truths, wouldn't they just be flocking to the house of the Lord? Oh my goodness, so many try to find satisfaction and happiness in drugs and alcohol and relationships. But beloved, this is not only our blessing right now. He takes delight in the prosperity of his servants. And as I said before, I think this week, it's not just talking about financial. We hear that word. It's all comprehensive. It's every aspect of our being, our physical needs being met, material needs, our spiritual needs, our emotional needs, everything that will satisfy the heart of man, because God's made us. We're the work of his hands. He created us. He knows what we need even better than we know. Not only what we need, but what will make us happy. The deepest desires of our heart that maybe we can't even verbalize, we can't even express. And so, it all comes out of relationship in the relationship we have with the Lord Jesus. And this is his desire, not only for us now, but it's our eternal destiny and activity. We are not only going to behold the beauty of the Lord in his fullness, we will behold his face, beloved, but we're going to be inquiring in his temple. And I've heard, you know, I've read books about those that have gone to heaven. They've got buildings, archives, and people are learning, they're studying because they want to. It's whatever they have, whatever they want to pursue, there's the ability to have understanding and comprehension. Beloved, his kingdom is already within us, and it's now our commission to make it a reality on this earth. First of all, in our own lives, and by the example of our lives, it will be a testimony to others. And so often, you know, we limit God with our unbelief. You know, we don't understand really the nature of God, the purposes of God. But beloved, what do you think? I mean, he treats us, we're his children. All right. Didn't he say we're to become as a little child? Because otherwise you're not even going to enter the kingdom of heaven. All right. So what is the thing that would motivate a child most? Well, I mean, obviously discipline. You know, if they are penalized, if they suffer some consequence by not doing what they're supposed to, that's not a pleasant thing. But if you could motivate them with something really pleasant that they'd like to do, what motivates a child? And come on, what motivates us is to have a little fun. That's what God wants for us. I mean, go fishing with Dad? Oh, how great would that be? That's what God has for us. He is our good shepherd. He is, you know, surely goodness and mercy, David said, shall follow me all the days of my life. I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Well, my time is drawing to a close, but I want to share one final scripture with you. You might want to jot it down as a reminder of what we covered this week, Psalm 65:4. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Psalm 65:4. So if you're like David, if that's one thing you have desired, beloved, you have a wonderful promise and future before you. May we all enter into the fullness of joy that he's promised us. Well, my time's gone. I love you. I pray for you every day, my radio family, my UCM partners. The announcer will give our contact information. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.